Kyle, one of the things that we have found that we've kind of tweaked time after time after time is kind of a cadence and a structure for our team meetings. Our goal is always to make sure that we don't have too many meetings to where we're bogging down our agents with too much garbage, but also where we don't have not enough, where they don't know what's going on or we can't clearly communicate updates and stuff like that. So today on the podcast, I'd love for us to go over the difference between or how we manage and run our team meetings, how we build them, and kind of some do's and don'ts.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I think if you're going to run a team, your meetings have to be powerful. For our team, our meetings are one of our number one closing tools that we use to attract agents onto the team. So anytime we have somebody who's exploring joining our team, we know that by bringing them to one of our team meetings, that a lot of times helps get somebody across that finish line, especially if they're coming from another team where they had crappy meetings, or if they've gone to one of our meetings and gone to a meeting at another team. The basis for comparison makes it very clear which team is going to be the right fit for them. So I'm excited to dive into it.
Cool. Let's get a kickoff.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the Whistle Way podcast. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with eXp Realty.
And I'm Brian Kochi.
Goal of the show is give you the tools, techniques, and tactics to go out there and crush it in your business. The way that we like to do that is to answer the questions that you have for us. So if you ever have a question you want to have us answer on the show, you can always go to thewhistleway.com. You can ask questions on there, subscribe to the podcast and YouTube channel, join our private Facebook group and email newsletter where we share a lot of tips and tricks, get on our referral list for all those people leaving California. And if you want to step up your content creation game, we offer a course called the Media Mayor Mastermind. We'll teach you everything Brian and I have learned over the last 9+ years, creating video content, audio content, social media content, and all of that fun stuff. We'll help shortcut that learning curve, give you exactly what you need to know, and give you an opportunity to mastermind with Brian and I every 2 weeks. So if you want to learn more about that course or any of those things, go to thewhistleway.com. Let's jump in.
So first, let's kind of talk about our team meetings. We have a couple different ways where we get together with our team to disseminate information, to skill build. Can you kind of break down what our current schedule is for our calendar?
Yeah, so as we're talking about this, understand that we have currently around 100 agents on our team, 40-ish admin staff. So there's 140 people in the organization. I think that make sure to set that out there. This is not a small 5-person team or anything like that. So I think what you're doing for meetings when you're a 5-person team versus a 100-person team is there's going to be some differentiation in there. But our current thing is there's meetings every day of the week. There's just a variety of different meetings. So we like to start every day off 8:15. We start off with a huddle. The huddle is via Zoom. We go for 15 minutes and we're either rolling out new information. I'm leading, or one of the other leadership members is leading, providing some value, or a lot of times we have agents on the team step up and lead those huddles. Just sharing, it's really 15 minutes, just add as much value as we can. Main goal with that is one, to add a little value every single day, because if we can just get 1% better every day, over the course of a year, we're exponentially better. So if we can just get 1% better every day, that's great. Also, to get our asses out of bed every day at 8:15 in the morning. You'd be surprised if there's nothing happening until 10 o'clock, how many people will sleep until 10 o'clock. So at 8:15, if we can at least get everybody out of bed, we find that that also works well with school schedules. Most schools have dropped off by about 8 o'clock. Seems to be, you know, most are between 7 and 8, at least here in San Diego. So most people have dropped their kids off. So we're fine with them taking that huddle while they're in the car. But we do require they be on Zoom with their camera on. If the camera's not on, they'll get kicked off the meeting. They won't get credit for attending. So we do that huddle every day at 8:15. It's 15 minutes long. And then as soon as that's done, we break into role play. So we do buyer and seller phone role play as soon as that's done. So those are happening 5 days a week currently. Then in addition to that, we have a supplementary thing every single day as well. So Mondays in the morning, we do a deal doctoring session, typically hosted by me. The goal of that is that over the weekend, a lot of times agents are putting deals together, they're writing offers, responding to offers, whatever the case may be on Monday mornings. So want to be there as a resource for them to answer any of the questions that they might have, whether they're writing an offer, responding to an offer, encounters, putting a request for repairs together, whatever they're dealing with. Maybe their deal's falling apart, they need to glue it back together. That's a really good opportunity. So we do that every Monday. Tuesday, we have our whole team meeting. So everybody, for the most part, is in the office. We are in two different counties. We've expanded in, just for perspective, counties in San Diego. One county is, I think it's 83 zip codes, if I remember correctly, in San Diego County alone. So going into another county, about 45 minutes away. So those that are in the other county are an hour away or 2 hours with traffic. We don't make them come to the office. They do have a Zoom option. So for those that can't physically be in the office, they can Zoom in, but we prefer everybody be there in person. And that's our Tuesday meeting, which maybe we'll go deeper into that later. I don't want to hit too hard on that, but that's a 1 hour long meeting in office with a Zoom option. Wednesdays we get together, we role play our presentations in the office. So we sit down and do buyer consultations, open houses, driveway consultations, listing appointments, all of that stuff every Wednesday. Thursday, we do what's called Tune-Up Thursdays, which is kind of just a retraining on something that was trained on during basic training. We come around and retrain. So we're going back through a lot of the systems for the most part, follow Voss, Wailopo, High Note, stuff like that. Also just retraining maybe on putting together winning offers, open houses, stuff like that. So those are kind of retrainings that happen on Thursdays. And then Fridays, we have another deal doctoring session. Because as you're going into the weekend, a lot of times they're trying to put deals together as well. So we have deal doctoring on Mondays and Fridays, team meeting Tuesday, tune-up Thursdays, and role play on Wednesdays in addition to the huddles. And one more on Fridays, we do an office hours, which is more just like an open Q&A around any of the systems or processes that we have in the company. So there's a lot. What would that be, 15, 16 different things throughout the week?
I didn't do the math. I believe you.
Okay. Three per day 16. Times 5 days
yeah.
plus one.
Plus one. 16. So, okay, so that's what you said we do for a 140-person organization, not for a 5-person team.
Yes.
What are some things, so do you think if you had a smaller team, you should take some of these out or maybe just change the frequency? What would you still do every single week?
No matter what, the role plays have to happen every day. You can't practice on your clients. You have to practice on each other. I want to make my mistakes on the practice field, not on the game field. So, I would say that's a non-negotiable, okay. is the role play. I think you have to get everybody together in person at least once a week. If you're a small team, you're probably together more frequently. It's actually harder, I think, as your team gets bigger to get everybody together in person. So if anything, it's easier when you're smaller, harder when you're bigger, because there's so many damn people. Yeah. But I think it's important to try to have a weekly team meeting. And again, we'll go into the details like on the structure of ours. So I would say that the in-person role play has to happen every week. Like that's a non-negotiable. Could you get away without those deal doctoring sessions? Yeah, because if you're only 5 agents, you can just take those on a one-off basis. But at our size, if we took them on a one-off basis, that's a full-time job for somebody. So that's one you wouldn't need at a small scale. You can take those individually. We like doing them in a group format because there's 10, 15 agents who will get on that don't even have deal doctoring questions. But they want to learn from the questions that other agents have so that they have the answer before they get the question, which is great. I love when the new agents get on those. I'm always very impressed. So you could drop the deal doctoring. The tune-up Thursday one, again, that's another one. Maybe if you're smaller, you don't need that because you're talking way more frequently.
There's probably a lot less systems and... But you could probably do something like that monthly or every 2 weeks if necessary.
Yeah, but weekly would be overkill if you had 5 agents. The in-person role play's got to happen. The phone role play's got to happen. A general team meeting's got to happen. I'd say those are like the non-negotiables that are going to have to happen. And then you could, fill in from there. And then the huddles every morning. That one you could, you couldn't. But if you're 5, you guys are probably seeing each other every day. For us, we don't always see them every day. So the huddle is a way for us to see them. Most mornings when I hop on there, there's 70 to 90 of our agents on there every morning. So it's great for them to all see each other. And everybody's cameras on our Zooms, by the way. Like, we don't allow cameras off. So it's nice to see all those faces in the morning.
Cool. So I love all of that. Let's dive into detail about managing a team meeting.
Yeah.
You said we do it weekly. You said we do it for an hour. Talk a little bit first about the cadence before we get into the structure. Why is it weekly? Why is it 1 hour?
Yeah, I think it's important that it happen regularly. I can't remember which book it is, but there's a book that talks about if you like leave Los Angeles in a plane headed to New York and you're like 1 degree off track, like how far off you end up landing off course from your destination that you were aiming for, which was New York, just because of one degree off. So we have to correct our agents so they don't get that far off course and end up somewhere they don't want to be. So I think having that weekly meeting is that course correction so that you, the agents, don't get too far off track. So I think that's why it's important to happen at least on a weekly basis. And it's just culture. You got to bring people together. I think so many companies during COVID, they were like, oh, this is great. We're going remote work. We don't need offices anymore. And their cultures have collapsed.
Yeah.
We found that, especially you're a perfect example. You could never work 100% remote. You would hate life.
I was just talking to a friend of mine and she was looking at a new job and she said, oh yeah, I have to go in like once a week. And I'm like, I don't think I could do a job that I'm not in the office at least twice a week.
Yeah, and you're a very collaborative person, right? You
Absolutely.
Like to bounce ideas off people and get feedback, which is great. So I think a lot of companies have realized like they went so extreme, like, oh, it's all remote work. And they're like, yeah, why don't you come on back? So I think there's something to be said about being in the office together.
Okay, and this is, we do it in person that for that reason. We also, so now obviously you talked about we have four offices, we're in two different counties. Not everyone can come in person every week. Talk a little bit about how we manage that.
Yeah, so we do allow agents to come in remotely for those meetings. We do a quarterly team meeting. That one, there is no remote option because that's when we really roll out the big stuff. So we don't want anybody tuned in on Zoom because let's just be honest, you know damn well if you are popping in on a meeting on Zoom, you are paying less attention than if you were there in person. And if you're in one of our meetings in person, you're not allowed to be on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, anything. There's no technology. People say, oh, I'm writing notes. Get the fuck out of here. You can write your notes on a piece of paper and you can type them in your phone later. You actually will retain your notes way more writing them down than typing them, by the way, too. So when our agents are here for a meeting, they're locked in. Like that, we go 1 hour and they are locked in. We've had guest speakers come and speak and they're like, why is nobody on their phones? Like they're almost like weirded out by it, but like, no, that's how we roll. Like,
yeah.
We don't mess around here. Like, we're not doing meetings to do meetings. We're doing meetings so that we can get better, so we can live up our core value, grow or die. Like, that's a big thing for us. So we're not going to grow if we're sitting there, like, just showing up to check a box. Like, we're there to grow. We want to learn, and you're going to learn way more when you get off your damn phone.
Now, break down the structure of the meeting, and we'll figure out what content we cover and why, but kind of break down what happens when, because I think that's important, and that's something we've changed over the 9 years I've been here. We've been kind of more intentional about it.
Yeah, so we go for an hour. We always start on time, and the goal is to always end on time. It doesn't happen as often as I'd like, but we always start on time. That we're big on, because as a team leader, I have to set that precedent too, that things that are supposed to start on time, because I need you, when I give you an appointment or a lead, and you need to show up for a listing, you better show up on time. We have to like set that standard. And so if we're not showing up and starting on time, we can't expect our agents to, right? Like the speed of the leader, speed of the pack, I think is like a saying, maybe that works here. But we've got to be a good leader.
That's a Jungle Book quote. I think it
maybe
is.
Maybe it is. But we've got to set that example as the leaders of the company. So we start on time. We find Tuesdays at 11. That's when we do ours. One, if you try to do your meetings on Mondays, there's so many Mondays that are holidays, whether they're like big holidays, small holidays, or you have those weird ones where like the holiday's on a Sunday, but that means Monday's a holiday. Like you just, your rhythm gets thrown off. You miss too many of them. I would venture to guess you miss at least 10 a year if you go Mondays versus All right. Tuesdays. And then we also don't do them till 11 because we want our agents prospecting from 9 to 11. So if you plan a meeting over what you tell people is a sacred prospecting time, you're telling them it's not that sacred. So for us, 9 to 11 is that prospecting time that's sacred. If I plan a meeting at 9 o'clock when I just told them that 9 o'clock is sacred prospecting time, that doesn't click, right? That doesn't math. So we do our meetings at 11. That way they can get their prospecting done in the morning and then they can come into the team meeting at 11. So that's all the reason behind it. When the meeting kicks off, we're big on core values. So we rolled out the EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System, a few years ago, established core values that weren't just like these words we put up on a wall. They're words that we live by, the words that we hire by, that we review by, that we fire by, like they're everything to us. And so we go core value shout outs first thing every meeting. We want to start the meeting off, get at least three core value shout outs. So Agents will raise their hand, we'll throw them the microphone, and they'll share, hey, I want to shout out Brian Cochi, you know, for Grow or Die, and this is why, right? And we'll share it out. So we do at least three of those every meeting. That's the first thing we do, because we want these core values to be something, not just words on a wall. They are who we are. They are the values of our company at the core. So core value shout outs we do first thing every meeting. We also go over what our goals are. We all have to know what that North Star is. We all have to be rowing in that direction. So we go over what are the goals. Now we attach a company trip to those goals too. So when we hit our goal this year, the team will be going to Puerto Vallarta. So it'll be a fun trip. So we also want to keep everybody focused, eyes on the prize of where we're going. And then we will typically do a couple acknowledgements. One acknowledging just who's tops year to date. We go off GCI. We find that's the equalizer, not units, not volume, but GCI. That's how we track production on our team, is GCI rankings. So we like to acknowledge who's tops in the company. And then we typically do a second metric that we'll track, which we find the metric that typically leads to more GCI as appointments. So we also do one that's more of a leading indicator. So the GCI is the lagging indicator. Appointments set or met is what we've been really focusing on. That's more the leading indicator. That way we can not just acknowledge the top 10, which doesn't have as much variation week to week, but the appointments one does. So it's nice a new agent can come in the team in the middle of the year and they can be on the top of that board, which it's gonna be hard for them to catch up to that GCI board. So leading and lagging, so we can acknowledge people who've worked real hard all year, also people that are putting in the work currently. Guess what? The people on the GCI board are also at the top of the appointment board. Go figure, leading indicator leads to lagging. Weird how that works. And then we'll go over any other announcements, any events. We always have like an event calendar. Here's the events, here's what's coming up. And then any other specific announcements we need to roll out. And then we jump into the content. The goal is to get through that opening session in about 15 minutes tops. And then that leaves 45 minutes for the content.
That was really, I wasn't expecting you to go as in detailed. And I'm surprised you did that without looking at a slide deck. I don't know if I could, even though I do it every week. So let's talk about the content now. So the content, do we do the same thing every time? Do we have different people speak? Do we invite other people in? How does the content work, and and then we'll talk about how we advertise that later.
For sure. So there's a few ways. One, you could plan these meetings out like a year in advance. I've seen teams do that. I've seen articles, blog articles, and videos that talk about, yeah, plan your whole year in advance. Really? Did you have NAR settlement in your 1 year plan? I bet you didn't. So that's why we don't plan ours out that far in advance. We try to be about a month in advance is our target. Sometimes we get shorter, we rarely get longer, but a month is kind of the target. That way we can keep the meetings timely and relevant to the market. Did you also have that rates would be 8% on your bingo card, you know, through one quarter? Like, I don't know, I didn't have that on my bingo card either. So That's the thing, is you can't plan too far in advance, because you're going to have these this volatility in the market. You're going to have surprises that you didn't expect. So we try to go plan them out about a month, and we try to do a mix. We try to not do any more, at most one a month with a guest speaker, which are vendor partners. Now, we don't, not like bring me some donuts and you can talk for 5 minutes. Like, you better have a presentation that's going to add value and help me sell more homes. We're not just like, oh, you bring us donuts so you get to speak at a meeting. Because that's what most meetings are, and that's where we make other meetings look like shit. Because most meetings are the whatever vendor that brought donuts, and now they talk and just try to sell themselves for 5 minutes. Like, there's no selling. You sell the agents on working with you by adding value to their business. And so we make it very clear when we have a vendor in that they're there to add value to these agents. And if not, get the fuck out. We're not here just to let you pitch yourself. You pitch yourself and you will earn this team's business by adding value and helping them sell more homes. So that's just how we roll when we have vendors, but no more than one month. And it's really probably average one every other month, I would say. And then we don't want it to be me every week. We don't want it to be Brian. We don't want it to be any of our other leadership. We try to mix it up so they can hear different voices. So I'll lead at least one a month. Rachel, who's our director of sales, will lead one a month. We typically have like a vendor, and then a lot of times you probably lead one a month. So I would say between the four of us, we probably rotate through. And there's some more variation in there, but...
Yeah, I probably do every other month or so, and then we usually have one of our team agents.
Yeah, we like to have our agents host meetings. That's big. It's one thing for me to say it as a team leader who's done this a million times. It's different. Like, we got a girl on our team, Jenny Adib, right now. Is crushing it. She's 1 year in. I think she's closed and pending. I think she's pending, like, two more this weekend. So, I don't know. She's probably around, like, 15 in her first 12 months. And 15 here in San Diego... That's like $10 million. So for a first-year agent to do that is huge. People want to know, how the hell is she doing that, right? First year, but then also maybe having Carly, who's been with the team for 2 or 3 years, but she's probably going to sell 40-plus homes this year. Like, how's she doing that? So we do like to have the team agents speak, because it hits different. Again, they're the ones that are in the living room. They're the ones that are in the car, right? They're experiencing it differently than I am, than you are, right, or Rachel. So... we do like to have the agents. Sometimes we'll have them solo, sometimes we'll have them in panels, but we definitely like to do that. I'm really focused right now too on doing a lot of financial stuff. So like tomorrow's meeting, we're gonna go over how to have a P&L, setting up a budget, personal financial statements, like stuff that they don't teach you in high school or college or real estate school or literally anywhere. But do you really have a business if you don't have a P&L? I don't think so. So make sure our agents have that dialed in.
So two more things I wanna talk about this before we go to our widget. One, you just talked about tomorrow's is about financials and budget, and the high C's in the DISC profile are, they're already here. They've saved their spot, they've got their laptop set up, they're ready, right? The high D's, which is a high number of our agents, that's probably not the thing they're most excited about. So what do we do, or what can we do, or what can someone do to help promote this to get people excited about it? And want to show up and not do it just to check a box, but to go, okay, yes, I want to come here.
I think you have to give it, so all of our meetings, there's a calendar invite, every agent's invited, title, preview, everything, so they know what to expect. If you just tell them you're having a Tuesday meeting, they don't know what to expect when they get there, you're probably gonna have lower attendance. So I think it's important to make sure they know what the meeting topic is and what to expect, what they're gonna get out of that meeting. So I know when I'm hosting a meeting, I'm spending some time writing the copy that's gonna make it engaging and make them want to come to that meeting. So I think that that's crucial. But if you're just like, oh, it's a time for our normal Tuesday meeting, but I don't know what I'm gonna get out of it, I might not show up.
And then I know we also are talking about it on the huddle either Monday or Tuesday before as well, right?
Yeah, so the huddle's happening at 8:15 and the meeting's at 11. So in that huddle, we'll plug, by the way, make sure to show up at 11. Here's the topic for the day. So just giving them the reminders of what that meeting is going to be so that they don't forget.
And then what do we do on the back end? So we talked about, we do it on Zoom. We promote it. We plan it out. We have different people host it. That's a lot of work. But then what do we do on the back end?
Yeah, so every meeting is recorded. So whether it was a Zoom-only meeting or an in-office meeting, even the in-office ones we record. And all those meetings, they get trimmed down. So like the talking about the numbers and stuff, who cares about that 6 months from now? So like the team meeting that's on a Tuesday, we'll trim that first 15 minutes of announcements and stuff off, just get to the meat of the meeting. And then that gets uploaded into Trainual. Trainual is our learning management system and frequently asked questions system that we use for the team. So that way, if an agent missed the meeting, they were out of town, had something come up, or they want to go back and rewatch the meeting, their recorded meeting is in Trainual. Trainual is a huge part of our business. If you guys aren't using Trainual and you're running a team, I think you're crazy. If you want a hookup on Trainual, I can make that happen. DM me on Instagram and I'll get you to sign up for that. But Trainual is a huge part of our business. So all those meetings, whether it's a huddle in the morning or it's one of our in-person meetings, those are all recorded, trimmed up, and then thrown into Trainual in a nice organized fashion. Additionally, we take those recordings and we send out an email once a week of like what you missed. So just in case somebody was out of town and needs to like, hey, what happened last week that I need to know? They get an email once a week with all that information.
Yeah, and then I don't know if I heard you say it, but we also add the notes. So we have someone taking notes in person, or you can run it through ChatGPT, get notes, and then that also helps with the searchability and Trainual as well.
Yes. So yeah, big thing. If you're gonna do it, you might as well, like Gary Vee used to say this back in the day, document, don't create. Like if you're already doing it, you might as well document it so you don't have to explain the same shit over and over, because when you do get to having 100 agents, like if you're explaining the same thing over 100 times, there's not enough time in the day. So you've got to find ways to duplicate yourself. Recording those meetings is one of those ways we do it.
I don't know how I took 2 pages of notes for something I know. We literally do every week. We've done every week for 9 years. I don't know why I have so many notes. Yeah. But hopefully you guys got as much out of this as I did.
Yeah, hopefully you appreciate the drip, right? I knew Brian was going to come with something fresh, so I decided to put something a little fresh on too. How you feeling about it?
I love the shirt, but I think you got me beat. The neon dinosaurs, Elliot, my 3-year-old, would love it. I think I'm going to buy me that shirt. I'm gonna find it.
Cool. Hopefully you guys get some value out of the show today. If you are, hang tight, because we are one more thing to share. But before then, if you're getting some value out of the show, if you are watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button, let YouTube know. If you have a question for Brian or I, throw it in the comment section. We respond to all of them personally. And if you want more of the content, hit subscribe and the notification bell. YouTube will take care of the rest. And if you're on a podcast platform, make sure you subscribe. And if you could just write a quick little review, even if it's like one sentence, those reviews go a really long way in the podcast world. So if you can write one, maybe share your biggest takeaway or how it's helped you, that is just immensely appreciated. So before we wrap, Brian, something we like to do is what we call our whistle widget of the week, something we utilize in our business that saves us time, makes us more money, or just helps us have a little bit more fun. What do you got?
Yeah, so what I have is a tool that will allow, I'm going to explain it really dumb, allow data collection in a really easy, fun, smooth, successful way. And what my widget is this week is Jotform. And so Jotform is just a form, just like a Google form or a WooFoo form. What I really like about Jotform is it's really clean looking. You can do a lot of editing and there's a bunch of different file types. But why I like it so much more than a Google form, one, it integrates really smoothly with Monday.com, which I love Monday.com. Two, it has a lot more field types. So it has like phone number or address type, where if you type in a phone number with the wrong formatting, it won't allow you to go through. So if you're signing up someone and they type in their phone numbers 1111, it won't allow them to go through. And the third thing I love about it is there's a lot of conditional formatting. So if they say no to this question, you can have them skip the next 2 questions. If they say yes, you can have them go right to the end and submit it there. So I love how customizable it is.
Awesome. Mine, this one is by far, like, this might be one of my favorite things in the world right now. My daughter always plays with my phone, and magically on my phone, out of nowhere, every time I turn my phone on now, there was like a picture of her, and it was always like a different picture. And it's the fucking coolest thing. So this is, if you're on Android, I don't know, but if you're on iPhone, you can go into your wallpaper and you can turn on Photo Shuffle, and it will utilize AI to identify specific people that are in a lot of your photos. You can name them, and you could say, like, for me, I have it show my wife and my 2 little girls. So I pick their 3 images, and now it just goes through all of the photos I've ever taken on my phone. And you could set it where every time you turn your phone on, it's a different picture, or every hour, every day, there's all these options. But literally every hour, I have a different photo pull up on my phone when I open it, and it just makes me feel good every single time. And it's like all, it just brings back all these cool memories. So it's like we've taken so many, I think probably taken like 100,000 photos on my phone over the years. So there's so many good photos in there, and it seems to just find like the best photos too. Like it doesn't find the weird one, blurry ones where they're blinking. Like it finds the money shots, and that one just makes me feel good all day long. So I love that one.
I love it.
Yeah. Cool, guys. Well, again, hopefully you got a lot of value out of the show today. If you want to stay connected, follow Brian at Brian Cochi, at Kyle Whistle. Would love to stay in touch with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Whistle Way Podcast.
See you next week.